Right now, we're both running off of like 8 hours total of sleep for both weekends. So from Friday night to Sunday night, they were running off of 8 hours sleep because we just stayed up late these past two nights.
Because we're fucking dumbasses.
But so if we sound, I mean, we're recording. That's the least we could do. We missed last week. And yeah.
Last week we just weren't
really. We just haven't been like, things have been going good for us.
No, things have been going good for us.
Yeah, they have been.
Oh, I thought you said they weren't.
No, and just yeah, been. We just like, we're like, okay, we'll take a break. And then now we're running off like of fumes, really.
Yeah, like literally, fumes.
Like we were driving home. We went out of town today and we were driving home and I was like falling asleep driving, like
this
scary.
Dude was closing his eyes and I was like, hold on. I was like, I can't drive. You had to get it together.
But yeah, nothing really new. Nothing new has been happening lately other than the normal stuff we usually talk about, work and all that.
Yeah, no, nothing really new has happened in our life. But we've been like enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty good.
It's been nice. We've been doing like a lot of new things together, doing like different stuff. Like we go to the flea markets now and stuff. We go just explore. We have fun.
We made this new thing where like, if you guys know, like if you guys know me and Jayden, we've had our breakfast Sundays for, we've had our breakfast Sundays for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We did this new thing starting like a couple weeks ago. Date night Fridays.
Oh yeah, yeah. We started. I don't know why we started it. It's just like a thing. Like we just did it randomly one night, and we liked it. We usually just play music and we make dinner and we just like eat together.
Yeah,
and that's nice.
Yeah, because like usually like yeah we make dinner, but like we don't make it together. And like Friday nights we make sure we make dinner together.
Yeah,
we eat together
during the week. We're so busy. Like after work. It's either like I do my workout after work and then make dinner and then, or I make dinner, go for her, we come back, yeah. Eat, relax for the time that we have and then go to sleep. Like it's always like constantly doing something. Yeah, that's why like always. Once it gets to the weekend, we're more relaxing and stuff. And lately, I don't know, just like the vibe of our relationship and stuff has been nice recently.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like it's been a lot lately, like the stuff we talk about and stuff.
You tell me.
I've been liking it a lot.
Like, what do you, like, what stuff? Like, tell me.
Just, like, how we are with each other.
I love a man's point of view. It just, there's something hot about it. Sorry. I know, I like, whisper, Jane's like, get fucking close to the microphone.
Charlene gets so mad because I have her get closer to the mic.
It's and my fault.
She thinks I'm like being like, get the phone closer, but I'm just like, move the mic towards your mouth.
I just talk quiet.
Because if you guys could see in person, she talks with the mic like way out. So that's why it sounds like she's so quiet.
But I really am quiet. I whisper when I talk to.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me. Tell me, what have you been liking?
Nothing in like particular. Just like the whole thing lately, our relationship has been nice. Not that it's not nice ever, like it's always perfect, but it just like feels like we've been more emotionally connected than 100%. Like before.
100%. Like guys, sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm like really full right now. And when I'm really full, I can hardly breathe.
Mm.
But no, what was I going to say? me and Jay have been connecting emotionally together. Like I have just liked it. It's like, it's an adult relationship. Like we communicate, we talk things out, we're planning for like to do stuff. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy our time together.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has my whole
that's like how I've been looking at it too, is like it feels like it's weird to think like when we first started dating, we were young and like
everybody was like, oh, it's never gonna last, you guys are only dating in high school.
But like the way we were in our relationship is like totally different than how we are now. Like I look at it as, or maybe like we're even like fully transitioned into it as like being an adult relationship, because I feel like we dealt with a teenage relationship for years.
Yeah,
like long time, like long. five years, right? Something like that.
I don't know, but we were like, even when we first like moved in together, like immediately keep saying, like I keep saying, it's like when we moved into this house, like everything just changed. Like, everything was like shifted, and I really like it.
The things between us now feel more adult. It feels like it feels like we're already like it married. Feels like it feels like,
yeah,
like it doesn't feel like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're in a relationship when you're a teenager and you're like, everything's like you're not mature.
I'm finding things like about Jaden that I would find annoying before, and I'm finding them like, I'm falling in love with him like all over. Mm. I'm finding those things cute. I'm finding those things. I don't know how to explain it, but like, I told Jaden this like months ago. I'm like, I literally feel like I'm falling in love with you like all over again, like starting all over. And I really enjoy it. It's like, makes me really happy.
Like, it just feels different. Like, just like life in general feels a lot more at peace. And I feel like our relationship being like that is a big major part of it.
Yeah.
I was telling Charlene the other day, it has nothing to do with our relationship, but I was telling her, yes, I think it was yesterday.
What?
When I was talking about work, like, work feels so weird going to my job, because like, my job's like a big boy job. Like,
you got a big boy job.
Yeah. Like, and like, I don't, it's so weird to be there, because it feels like I'm still like, inside, I still feel like I'm a teenage Jaden, like young Jaden, but it feels like I go to a place and I pretend adult for a day in work, and then I just go home and I go back to normal Jaden.
And I get it, because I used to feel like that too.
It just like feels so weird. Like, it feels like you go over there and play adult for the day, like, and then you just like go back home and you're back to yourself.
Yeah.
It's so like, but like, trust me, I'm real good at my job.
Trust me, he's an adult.
Sorry, Lord, not being cocky. Please don't punish me, but things are going good at my job. Making good advancements and really, really doing good. But I just feel like I guess that's what you would say, imposter syndrome, right? Like, you just feel like you're not, like, it just feels like.
I guess, yeah.
But no. We can talk about your books on this one. I know it got cut out on the other one.
Oh, I just read books.
Talk about it. Charlene really wanted to talk about it last podcast, but the way the way I was talking about it.
Wait, Jay shitted on it?
Like, I was pretty much shitting on it. And I was like, no, I don't want it to seem like she's like some weirdo. It's like normal.
It's starting again. I'm just like, Jay, shut the heck up.
Yeah. Oh, from like, since like then, it feels like I understand, because she tells me about the books all the time, and I'm like, oh, that's like, it's like an actual storyline. And we actually had a idea today.
What was it?
Where we're like, oh, I was telling her just like out of nowhere. She's telling me how the books are. And I was like, why don't people make like audio
I'm like
ones?
Talking to him about those books.
I was like, do they have like an option to make like short, like, what are they called? Like, voice acting stories, like where it seems like real life, but it's just voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, people would probably want to listen to that on the app or something.
I don't see
why. I was like, that's a pretty good idea. Someone should like start, like, because most of the stories are like, oh, guy, like, I don't know. You would have to talk about one of them at least. Like,
okay, I'll talk about the
short version of it.
I'll talk about the ones I've been reading now. So basically, I have this app and it's called Chapters. I don't know if I talked about it earlier or not. Well, before. And so the people who created that, they have like certain writers that have written books, but as you have the app, you could write your own stories. And so I got into like the ones that the people writing, and they're really good. There's this one, it's a series, guys. And I actually wrote the author to it. And she's like, I started it in 2019. And right now she has 4 books and she's working on book number 5. And for the 4th book's not even done yet. So basically I'm just going to give it like a quick rundown. And so basically it's called, the first book's called Soulmate or Monster. Or Monster or Monster or Soulmate. And so she's freshly 18. She just moved to from Colorado to Las Vegas, Nevada to build her business as a photographer. When she gets booked for a party for this one guy, he's 28, so 10 years older than her. And turns out they hooked up the very first night. And she has feelings for him, and he actually lost her girlfriend. He met his love of his life, well, his first love of his life, at the age of 15, and they were really, really bad into drugs and everything together. And he asked her to marry him, and she committed suicide and stuff. And so he really didn't want to be with anybody else after that. But then he found out that he really does love the other girl. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. There's like a lot more details. But so that all happens in the first book, and she confesses his love to her, and he's like, get the fuck out of my house. I don't want you here.
In short ways, he has like a lot of problems deep within, but he treats the new girl like shit because of his old problems.
Yeah, and he can't really admit that he loves her because he's like, how could I love somebody like that's so different from the first girl I loved?
Yeah, and it goes on for like a while, right? Like a couple books.
No, it goes on for the first book. The second book, they're happy together. Well, yeah. Happy together, and then she moves in with him, and then he wants to have a baby with her, but she's like, I don't want to get married. And so, and then I have a friend. Actually, guys, I made a friend through the app, and I'm really happy about it.
Talk about that. That's pretty cool.
I'm really happy about
it. Does she know we do the podcast?
No, I never told her.
Oh, yeah.
So I met my friend on a Facebook group. She posted that about this book that I like too. And I commented, I was like, oh, yeah, I really, really enjoy that book. I have to start it over again. And so then she gave me some recommendations of books, and we were talking like through the app. But like, it's hard to see everybody. It's hard to catch up to those messages. And so I asked her, I was like, oh, well, I'll follow you on social media so that way I can message you. And then we were following each other just like on Facebook and stuff until maybe like last week we became friends. I mean, we've been friends for like a couple of weeks. But like, we talk like almost every single day. We message each other like from morning to night. And she lives on the East Coast, so she's a couple of hours ahead of us.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool that you found a friend.
She knows all about Jaden. I know all about her life.
Yeah.
So we're good.
That's pretty cool. That's cool to see. Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Charlene, I was like, I bet you there's 100% people would want to listen to like voice acting, kind of like, I don't know if people have heard, but like Kiernan Shipka's book. It's pretty popular.
Her
like podcast movie, that's what it's called, where like it's kind of like a movie but it's just through podcast form, like audio. And I was like, people would 100% do that. I don't know if we would be able to do it, but that would be a pretty good idea for somebody to do. That's pretty smart, actually.
I'd be able to do it, but like not on a full stomach because I could barely fucking breathe. I feel like I'm like so out of breath.
Because like the way they talk in the book is like they like argue and they like talk all sexual and stuff.
It's a book. Like that's how books are supposed to be.
But like I would say like to make it sound real, we would have to be in the same room. Have to be like talking kind of to each other, but not so close where it gets mixed right up now, with audio.
Be an Eric. Tell me to get the fuck out. As real as you can.
Get the fuck out. I can't. I have to set the mood.
I'm
method act. I have to go into being like a freaking...
You're Eric. And I'm going to tell you I loved you after I broke up with my boyfriend. Ready? Eric, I think I'm in love with you.
Okay, so you just told me that you're in love with me, so yeah. I have to get into the mood. And I'm mad about it?
You're mad about it.
Get the fuck out.
But Eric, I can't. I think I'm in love with you. You can't stop. You can't keep leaving me on. No. We can't keep doing this. This was nothing. This meant nothing.
We can't keep doing this. This is nothing. To me. Take a practice. I think we would be able to do
it. I think we could be able to do it. I don't think I could look at you.
It would have to be like good, like edited too, like with like background music or like a narrator where it's like Edward walks away now or something like Edward. That isn't that what it's in the thing?
No,
Eric, I keep calling him Edward.
I know. No, it's not like that.
There's no like, oh,
there's not a narrator.
Eric, like not a narrator, but like Eric stepped out or like
no.
Well then I think audio, that would be a lot better.
We'll have the door shutting so that way you know Eric stepped out.
That would actually be a pretty good challenge to see if we would actually be able to do that.
Yeah.
Put out like a little like minute or two of it.
Yeah.
Put it on the Facebook website. Be like, oh, the Facebook page. Just be like, oh, test listen if you like the audio.
I mean, works. I guess it's a really big app. I mean.
That's like, that would actually be crazy.
It's huge.
People would probably like listen to that.
Oh, hell yeah.
But we'd have to edit it professionally.
There's all the people from like other countries too. That imagine trying to get that shit translated. I mean, we can only do English and Spanish.
imagine like French. Imagine
Spanish. You would have to play the boy and the girl part.
I'm like, no, señor.
And you're like, por favor.
That was good.
I would have to just like get into the zone and be like, fuck you.
Yeah, no, literally.
I'd be and like, get the fuck out of my house.
Sometimes I'm like thinking, like, how the fuck do the writers write this good? Because it's like, I like this book series because it's, I don't know, it's so, it hits, I don't know, it hits like, I don't want to say close to home, but I guess it kind of does. And just the way it's like, it's basically like real life. That shit would happen like for real.
Mm.
And I'm just like the execution, she like the way she fucking executed her writing and everything. I'm like, wow. Bravo. Bravo. Mm. For sure.
Maybe we can give it a try one of these days. I think that'd be actually, I think we would have to stop laughing for like 5 minutes when it first starts.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because we're just going to keep laughing at each other because of how it sounds.
Oh my God.
We're going to have to actually get mad at each other so we can actually get mad.
We'll have to start a fight before.
Yeah.
What's one thing we always fight about?
I don't know.
I don't know. Do we ever have like a fight that a reoccurring fight?
No. Because I just like laugh at everything.
Oh, James pisses me off.
But what else? What else has happened? Wait, oh yeah, like I was saying, I just feel like our relationship is not, I hate saying like more adult because like it wasn't mature before.
It's not that our relationship wasn't mature before.
It feels like we come more to an under, I don't know, like more of an understanding towards things, more communication, like with like stuff we wouldn't really be so open about before. We just come and say it right away.
Like and what?
Just like whatever we're feeling or like what we're thinking about doing or stuff like that. And like, I don't know, just better.
Like now, yeah, we talk more about our future goals. Like recently, like me and Jaden, we really want to open like a bank account together. People are probably like, you guys been together for so fucking long. You guys don't have a bank account together. No, we don't. Okay. We have two separate bank accounts, which we still will have two separate bank accounts. But we.
I always thought that would be like a perfect thing to do is like you, to have like a joint one and then two separate where like joint one, you like at some point the bills come out of that one. And then your joint one is like your personal, whatever the hell you want to buy.
Because if Jaden, if we had a joint account, Jaden would be like, why the fuck are you ordering from Shein again? And I'd be like, I don't need to explain that to you. And so it's good. It's good that we have separate accounts.
But, yeah, that's like one of those things. What else?
Oh, it's just that it's, I feel like that's like, I don't know. I feel like that's really adult of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. And people are like, well, you guys aren't even married. Like, that's fucking dumb. Why are you guys getting an account together? Hello, honey. I've been with this man for 7 years. I'm not going nowhere. He's not going nowhere. I'm call me wife already.
Yeah.
Heller.
Yeah. It just feels better, I guess. I don't know how to say like we're not like so, I don't know. It's just a feeling. It's a energy. That's a good word for it. It's the energy of how we are with around each other and with each other.
Yes. Like this man, like, I don't know. Just like, I don't know how
Charlene's been hyping
it.
Me up lately too. Ooh. I don't know if it's because my body's looking better.
Dude comes up to me the other day and he was like, oh, why have you been like complimenting me so much?
Because like she'll just like look at me and she's like, damn. So like her doing that or her saying that stuff makes me feel like, damn, I'm hot as fuck.
But then I'm like, baby, I hype you up because you're hot. I don't hype you up because you look better. Because to me, you've always looked good.
Haven't seen me in a long time. I have almost like a beard, a full beard now.
Yeah, coming in.
Not like thick.
And he didn't think he was coming in a bunch, but then, was it last week or the week before?
Like 2 weeks ago.
The week before we went to his, to go visit his family. And they're like, oh my God, Jaden's getting a beard. Mm-hmm. He's like, am I?
Yeah, you guys haven't seen me in a long time. I always just post Charlene or the dogs like or that. The podcast stuff.
I don't like that because he always gets the worst angles on me.
Because I just like, I'm just like, let's take a funny picture and just
post he's it. Like, let's make fun of you and post it.
But yeah, I have, hopefully soon when we do video again, I'll have like a full one.
Oh, he's gonna grow it big. He's gonna be a lumberjack.
Imagine. That'd be crazy. But yeah, just our relationship has been, that's like an update on ours.
I feel like are we explaining our relationship? I don't know. Like he said, it's just the vibe we've been getting from each other.
Like we were talking before about like people with bank accounts and like stuff together.
Yeah.
And like I know like everybody like looks down and they're like, why? You're not married. Why would you do that? But like the thing is like
I was like,
however much we put in our accounts, if we ever break up, it's getting split even. I'm not going to be like, oh, I put in this much, so I get this much. Fuck no, just split it in half. And like the way people are with materialistic things just gets like out of hand and it makes the whole situation worse.
You were talking about this earlier and it's because, I mean, like, yeah, we've had fights where we're like almost broken up and like, well, the first thing that came
that
to
was
mind,
like the last time that's happened, that was like when we were young.
It was forever ago.
Like 16, 17. That was probably the last.
So we talked it out and that's true. We haven't felt like that in a while. In my head, it was worse. Okay, but no, like my thing is like even like when I thought we were gonna break up last September, I was like, okay, yeah, like if we were to break up, we were just gonna split everything 50-50 because at the end of the day, he's not only my partner, he's my best friend, and no amount of material shit that could be bought again is gonna ever like change that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So why am I going to ruin our friendship when, like, our relationship didn't work out?
Yeah. I know what you mean. But when it comes to materialistic stuff, I don't care.
Well, I don't care about materialistic stuff either. It doesn't
matter to me.
I swear, I always tell this dude, I'm like, maybe just propose to me. All I need is a ring pop. So, if you guys have ever watched 365 Days... I hope you have because it's one hot ass movie. Mm-hmm. And I recommend watching it with your partner. I really do. If you ever watch 365 Days and the main guy, his name's Michael.
His name's Massimo.
Massimo in the movie. But recently on his Instagram story, he posted a picture of him all canoodled with no one other than Miss Khloe motherfucking Kardashian. And I want that for her. I want her to get the best D-I-C-K in her life because she deserves it. And so does everybody else.
Yeah. I when Charlene showed me the picture of it, I thought it was just the girl from the movie. Because I didn't look any different. But then I didn't know until you showed me.
Guys, no. Because I have just, like, now, like, I'll send Jaden TikToks. I'll tag him and stuff. And because he's taking social media cleanse, he doesn't see it. So I'm like, from now on, I'm going to screenshot that shit. And I'm going to text it
like,
to him.
I've gotten past the point where, like, I want to look at it. I just don't. Like, it's, like, normal life now.
I literally have to be, like,
anybody's listening to this that, like, feels like social media, it puts them in a dark place, or if they just get tired of being on it, I give it a break for, I say, a couple of weeks, and it does a lot. Like, it makes you feel like, it makes you look at the world. It makes you feel like you can see stuff a little bit more clear. Maybe that's why, like, our relationship seems like so different.
But because I feel like it's felt like this for a while.
I can, like, pay it. Like, I feel like I pay more attention to stuff. Like, I a lot more intellectual.
You notice me more?
No, it's like I focus on different things, like rather than just getting on TikTok and watching that, like I like, oh, I want to make this for dinner or do something cool for us or get you flowers.
Yeah,
like,
guys, Jaden is not the lovey-dovey type and he has been so lovey-dovey. It's like so cute. I love it. I'm serious.
Yeah. But yeah, if you were thinking about it, I would say do it because it does wonders, actually. I thought it wasn't going to do anything.
No.
But I feel a lot better. Like, I feel open-minded and not so down all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling Charlene the other day, I feel like I'm even more in touch with my emotions because there's not people on TikTok saying, oh, you're supposed to feel like this, or if you feel like this, you do that.
Oh, your TikTok says toxic? Yeah.
And so, yeah, like...
I hate the way you said it. Because I was like, your TikTok is shocking.
Redo it. Redo it. Like,
your TikTok is toxic.
Yeah, I know. I know, but that's how it was. And like, it would.
My TikTok isn't toxic.
Mine would be like, they would be like, oh, you can, if you feel like this, do this. Or why? There's no reason to feel like that. And like, now it feels like I can freaking like act or do however the hell I want to do.
As you should.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I know your TikTok may not be like that or anything, but you have like a different, you view things different than like what I would view things. No, and like exactly. A lot of people would probably have the same TikToks or the same thing that I have, or it like bothers them, or it feels like it does something like intellectually, like it bothers you.
Yeah.
But like, I feel a lot better. Like I was telling Charlene, like I feel more in touch with my emotions. Because not this last week, but the week before, I was like so tired that week.
And exhausted.
Like so tired. And I didn't know why. And like my body, when I'm tired, it starts thinking that I'm sad.
Yeah.
So like I start thinking like, oh, this sucks. Why can't something?
My bad.
But yeah, like my body starts feeling like it's sad. So I start thinking like, oh, this sucks. Or like, why do I have to do this and stuff like that? But I like was like, I would tell myself, I'm like, you're just tired. There's no reason to start thinking negative because you're just tired. You need to go sleep. And like it worked. Like it was, it's so weird. Like it's kind of like social media puts like a facade over your true, like focusing on yourself.
Your true self.
It's my Zen moment of the podcast. I usually have one once in a while.
No, it's good. It's good that you're taking that social media cleanse for yourself.
I don't think I would ever go back to being how I was. I like the way it is now too much.
Actually, I miss him on social media. No. I miss tagging him and shit.
I see it. I don't see it on TikTok, but
he's I see it, but I don't like it.
I see it on Facebook all the time, but I never really used to like them before. I feel like I would just look at them and then you would ask me, you're like, did you see it? And I was like, yeah.
I'm like, well, let me know you saw it. At least put a little heart on there, a little laughy face. Put something. I'm over here like, oh my God, I have one of those boyfriends that ignores my ass.
But yeah, that's my little hippie moment.
Oh, I love that. I love that for you. I really do. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot better. It's nice. Feel like I can be my true self without having to be like, people on TikTok saying, oh, you have to be like this, or seeing like other 21-year-old people and they're doing this and you feel like you're not there.
Yeah,
like it feels like I don't see that.
I was there at one point
and I don't see it now, so I'm like, damn, I'm doing good for myself and I'm good mentally, and I don't compare myself to nobody. Yeah. No more. Like I look at myself, I'm like, damn, I'm a pretty good person and I do good things.
You're an amazing person. And you shouldn't let anybody like tell you otherwise.
No, nobody tells me otherwise, but like I never fully focused on myself after comparing to other
people. That's what it is. That's what's so different. You're focusing on yourself and you never focused on yourself.
Like I feel like I'm like, I don't know how to say it, but like cool.
You feel like you've unlocked your inner
I feel like I don't know how other way to say it, but like the way I feel is like I feel like I'm the shit, but that sounds too cocky. Like I feel like I'm the shit compared to other people. I just feel like I'm the shit compared to myself. Like I've been telling myself lately, I'm like, damn, like I was walking into work, like every this past couple of days I would walk into work and I'm like, damn, if Jaden would see Jaden now, he would think he's a bad motherfucker.
For real. And you guys, this is something you have to understand about Jaden. It's not Jaden against the world. It's Jaden against Jaden. It's always been Jaden against Jaden.
My brain always tries to like pin something against myself. I guess that's how you would say, like comparing to other people or like negativity. So like now that I've focused like
let's time say, on myself. Okay, let's say Jaden was in baseball, okay? So let's say if one game he did really good and the next game he had an off day and he didn't do so good, he would be a battle against those two Jadens. He would hate that. He's always been like that. It's always Jaden against himself. And now to see that he's focusing on himself and he's making himself the better version he could be for himself
you know, and that's all that matters, because at the end of the day, it's not gonna matter what I think or what everybody else thinks or your family thinks or the fucking neighbor down the street thinks. It's what matters is what the way you perceive yourself. Mm. And
that's what I've been having, like, social, I'm telling you, it does crazy things being off of it.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Like, Charlene's doesn't perceive social media like I would perceive social media.
I'm not usually on Facebook or TikTok, or I mean Instagram. I'm more on fucking TikTok. I'm always on TikTok.
But like, it's crazy. Like, if you're listening to this, I would say give it a try, because like, I'm like, damn, like nobody gives a fuck. Like, I'll be at work and I'll do something, or I'll just like go talk to people or something, and I'll be like, just talk like you, be yourself, because nobody actually gives two shits about how you are.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna, like, it's just like, I feel like I'm more in tune with myself.
Yeah.
Than I was ever beforehand.
And that's the perfect, that's like the thing you
needed. I don't know. I'm so bad at explaining things that Charlene could probably explain it better. She's not even me.
But no, it's because I know you so well. Like I said, it's like you are seen.
Like how Charlene was saying, that was a good one, where like something good happens and then something bad happens. Yeah. And I'm like always in battle, like, why did something bad happen? Like, what did I do? What do I need to change? That's for
exactly
something?
Dated.
Like, what? Like, it's like always like overthinking stuff.
Yeah.
And recently I'm just like,
it is what
it is.
Shit
fucking happens. And like I was saying earlier, I was like, we go do new stuff and we go to flea markets and we go look at random
this
shit.
This is stuff Jaden would have never wanted to do. Like, last night, granted, there's still some times where Jaden doesn't want to do stuff, but like last night, his auntie invited me out to go to her class reunion.
Oh, that too. We had at my work, it was our grand opening of the business.
Yeah.
At our branch.
Yeah.
And I was telling Charlene, I was like messaging her, and I was like, oh, I, because all of our important people from like our president and all that were there, and like the city councilmen, and they were like having food and stuff. And I was like, oh, I was working, like I was there to work. They had us working. So I was like, I didn't talk to nobody because I was working. Because
he had a job to do.
Yeah.
He wasn't there to mingle.
And Charlene was like, she's like, it's okay, you're an introvert. And like, usually if it was like old Jaden, because I would see shit all the time, it's like, you can't be an introvert. You have to go for what you want. And how are you going to ever get shit done when you're an introvert? Like all over, that's all I would see all the time. And I'm like, it would make me look at myself. And I'm like, fuck, like, can I not be like the way I want to be? Because it's not right.
Yeah.
And like now, like old, I told Charlene, I was like, old Jaden would have been like, would have took that to heart and like got hurt about it. But like, I embrace it. I know I'm an introvert and I'm fine with it. I'm like, me being an introvert doesn't matter to nobody else's life and I'm fine with it. So why?
Yeah.
That's what I don't know how to explain it. I'm so bad.
No, absolutely.
But it was like I told her that I was like, being an introvert, I'm fine with being like I'm content. But the thing is like, I'm not shy and quiet. I'll go talk to people. I'm confident in myself. I'll walk with my chest out, confident, not cocky.
What you need to know is if Jaden feels comfortable going, he will go. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't feel comfortable going, he's not going
to
go.
Exactly. Like if I don't want to, if I just want to stay home, or if I don't want to do anything, I won't. And if I truly feel like, I want to do that, I feel like doing that today, I'll go do it. It's not like I'm shy.
And nor does he stop me from going and doing the things that, and I'm like, oh, I would like you to be there.
An outro, what are they called? Not outrovert.
extrovert. No, because I'm like, I would like you to go, but I understand where you're coming from. And if you don't want to go, that's okay. But please text me because I miss you.
But like, I don't stop Charlene because she's an extrovert. And I'm like, go. I mean, we're both two different people, like emotionally wise.
Yeah.
So go do your thing. Go have fun. I don't like you going out doesn't bother me. I'm fine here at home.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
No, but last night his auntie was like, hey, do you want to go with me to my 20th class reunion? And I was like, yeah, sure. And she's like, Ashton, if he wants to come. And I was like, and right away he's like, will you be mad if I don't go? I was like, no. And then we got there and I'm like, thank God he didn't come, because this was not his scene. He would have not enjoyed it at all.
Like, I told Charlene, like, those things aren't my thing. Like, I don't know. It's like, stuff like that isn't my thing. Like, I know if we ever went to the club, that shit would be popping. I would have so much fun there. But just like intimate, like not intimate, but like where it's like people actually like talk and stuff.
We've actually mingle.
Yeah, I don't mind mingling.
Gene loves mingling. I love meeting your friends.
Like when I'm mingling with people, I get into like a zone where like I don't want to stop, and then it has to stop, and then I'm like I get all awkward because like if you're talking to somebody that keeps the conversation going, it's nice. But that hardly ever happens because people get all awkward right away.
But no, like I said, like last night, and I just told him, like, okay, like, no worries. Like, you don't have to go. That's fine. Mm. Just please text me. And he did. He texted me the whole night. We were talking all night. And then I was like, okay, baby, well, I might need you to come pick us up. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Late.
That's why we're running on 8 hours of sleep.
I was like, are you tired? He's like, I'm not tired at all. I'll be here when you want me to pick you up. I was like, okay, baby. And so now he goes and picks me up and we get home. And even when we got home, we're like still sitting up talking and everything. Mm.
But yeah, like, I know I keep saying it, but if you're thinking about or thinking if social media bothers you or it's causing some problems in your life, truly actually give it a try. It does crazy, crazy things.
Yeah.
And the first like week or two were hard because like I was so in a habit of getting first thing on my phone, clicking TikTok. That was like the first thing I would do is just like get on, click TikTok and watch it forever and then get off. And then that like just habit and that broke. And now I feel like I don't know. It's just a bunch of positive things that happen.
Yeah. And I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you because those are the things you need.
Mm-hmm. Or to put I feel like yourself. It made me a better person and more in tune with myself. It
mentally, emotionally.
We talked the other day about like, I was asking Charlene, I know this is kind of like a weird topic, but I like watching like Ryland in them.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, do you think it's weird that I like, I'm straight and I watch him and I like actually thoroughly enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like there's a stereotype where like, oh, you're not manly enough if you watch gay guys and you actually like, you're gay if you watch him.
Guys, I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it 1,000 times more. Jaden's the hottest fucking man alive because he doesn't put that machismo energy out. He is so in tune with his sexuality. This guy could have me paint his fucking nails and be completely fine with it. Mm. And that's what I like. I like that. Like, you remind me of like Zane. You remind me of Heath and Matt. You remind me of so much of them because you don't put out that toxic masculinity out. That energy, the toxic energy, toxic masculinity, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Toxic masculinity.
Masculine energy.
Yes. He doesn't put that out. And I really enjoy that about him. It's not that he makes him any less of a man. It's not. I mean, this guy will protect me till the ends of the earth. And I appreciate that. And I think it's so hot and so, I'm like so happy for you that you could go and you could be friends with the gay guy and you could watch gay guys and doesn't make you gay.
And I could be myself. Like, I feel like everybody's like, oh, I have to do this and be manly and cuss and talk shit about this and all that. And I'm like, fuck no. If I want to fucking
if I want to go shopping with my girl at fucking Target and at fucking Michael's for house decorations, then he will.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Just, like, that has a lot to do with social media, too. But, like, I'm, like, I'll be doing stuff, and I'm, like, fuck no, I'm happy I'm being myself. I'm not going to go be some stupid motherfucker.
Right, I have the best boyfriend ever. This guy will walk into Victoria's Secret with me.
And like, I'll go, like, straight up just, like, look at the stuff. Like, I'm, like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be, like, today we were shopping, like we were saying. And he's like, my thing is I like to get Jane top high-end colognes. I always tell him, like, okay, if you smell like $100, you'll feel like $100. And so he's like, we should get you a high-end perfume. And he's like, let's pick out a scent for you. And this dude was, like, picking out scents for me. He was like, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? He's like, I really like this one. I'm like, oh, that one smells like Sayora. Like,
manly man would be like, ew, I don't want to smell that shit. Like, go, I'm going to go wait in the car or some shit like that. But I was like, fuck no. I like doing that stuff.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I say, like, our relationship goes above fucking a relationship. It's like a friendship. It's a companionship. It's respect for each other. Like, it's everything.
Yeah.
So,
I know this whole conversation is probably, like, all over the place, but it's a nice conversation. It's like, nice. Like, it's like how I was saying where we're talking and it just feels like you're in a zone and you just, like, keep going and you're talking.
Yeah, we're like, this podcast can be, like, 20 minutes. Cut it.
We're like, you know, we're too tired. Like, we're just going to do, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But the conversation's flowing and, like, I don't mind it. And I hope you guys don't mind it, which no one ever really minds it. No one's really like, oh, my God, your podcast is too long.
Yeah.
But no, like, I will gas this man up for the rest of my life because not only is it true, but it boosts your confidence and it boosts my confidence because if you are up here, then you bring me to the same level as you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to explain it. Like, that's actually really good. I heard that only like one other time where like you have to be at the top, like the top of what you would like yourself. You have to be so in tune with yourself and so like good with yourself because the people around you are only going to go as high as you and you want to surround yourself with people that are just continuously
don't fucking make me cry right now
getting better
and
progressing. You don't want to be with somebody that stays the same and is all negative
because
then it brings you down and you're like, oh fuck
yeah.
Like you hate everything just like them. You want somebody that like is like trying to be the best that they could be, and then you want to be the best that you could be too.
Yeah, because imagine if Jaden was trying to work on himself and I'm just like being
sorry if you could hear our Cooper.
hear our Cooper. But like I was saying, if Jaden was trying to work on himself, and could you imagine if I was like bringing you down? Like that's how I feel, like that's how a lot of people like need breaks or end up breaking up because they don't they don't allow themselves to work on they don't allow their partner to work on themselves. And like, yes, our relationship is important, but first and foremost, the way you feel.
Is he barking like right out the door? It feels like all right next to us.
He's saying, mama, let me in.
What were you saying?
What was I saying?
About matching, letting each other yes, go.
Yes, of course, our relationship is important, but above all that else, it's the way we feel in ourselves because if I'm not feeling 100% or you're not feeling 100%, it's only going to bring our relationship down. And so that way...
Because it affects both of us.
Yeah, exactly. If like I'm feeling down, it's going to bring you down and be like, what's wrong? Like, are you okay? And so that's why, you know, of course I want to... Like, if I need to work on myself, Jane's going to let me work on myself. I mean, yeah, we're going to do it together, but I'm also going to do it as an individual, just like you're doing now.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's a thing a lot of the time is that like the other significant other one will start focusing on themselves and trying to get better and stuff. And the other one will start looking at the negatives of it. Like why are you doing
changing?
This? Like why am I, is it because
am I not
me?
Enough?
And that, like, maybe that comes from insecurities from the other person, but like,
but that's when communication comes in hand.
Yeah. That's what you guys got to keep getting better as a couple or else it's going to get boring and stay the same and you guys are going to start hating each other.
Yeah.
You got to grow together.
Yes. Absolutely beautiful sex.
You can't stay the same because then you just like, it's so like, it gets so dead.
And yeah.
You don't match.
And like,
you
don't
go together.
I don't think we're all meant to stay the same. Like, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. Jane's not the same person he was 2 years ago.
A year ago.
A month ago. Yeah, no, a year. Fuck, you've changed so much in a year. I think I've changed a bunch in a year. Have I changed? I feel like I keep the same energy, just my mindset gets a little bit different. But no, absolutely. Like, you know, and I'm so happy, so proud of you. I know I may not vocalize it as often as I should or want to, but I am so proud of the person you have become and the person you will continue to become. Because I'm not only in love with this version of you, I'm in love with the person you were, the person you are, and the person that you will become. Because I see all stages of you, and I'm here to support you And I'm here to love you, and I'm here to see you grow into the person you have the potential to be.
Mm. That goes the same with me, but it, like, we've grown a bunch together.
Yeah.
Where, like, we've got to see all these different versions of each other.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the time we're at now is probably, like, the one we're most content with how we are.
Yeah, we're happy. Like, very happy.
Mm-hmm. But should we end it? It's getting kind of long.
Yeah, people are going to be like, we get it, Shirley. You're in love. Cut it out.
No. But, yeah, we should end it because this is 30 minutes over our time.
This has gone far too long.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know we probably rambled on for a while there, but I hope you guys liked it. It was a good podcast coming back from an off week. You guys have even gotten to see us grow as people. We've been doing this for almost 2 years, and that's a long time. I guarantee if you listen to our first ones, we're totally different on talking than we were.
It's actually really helped me a lot. Like, today I cried, and we all know why I cried.
Mm.
I hope you guys all know why I cried. And Jane's like, it's good that you cry. You need to let it out. Mm. And I'm just like, I do. I do need to let it out. And I feel like I have to be strong when I'm around other people. When I'm by myself, like, I'll bawl my eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's helped me a lot to talk through stuff, because when we first started, like, I was shattered, like, beyond broken. Like, it was so hard. Like, our relationship at that time was, like, we were together, but we weren't communicating. And not that I didn't want to.
I feel like we barely talked because you were just like working all the time.
And I was working.
I would do school stuff. Busy, yeah. And you would come home late, eat dinner, and we'd go to sleep. We didn't really talk much.
Yeah. And so, like, I think the podcast
was nice, a good way for us to communicate. Like, listeners or not, it's just a good way for us to sit down and actually connect with each other like how you're supposed to.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cry again.
That's why I think we'll do the podcast forever, even if nobody listens to
it. Even if we don't get like new listeners or our listeners now, it's like
it like fades off. It's fine. It just feels like a good way to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like we actually get to truly connect together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because like I walk away from every podcast and I'm like, that was nice. Like it just like, feels
we
like
we needed that.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go ahead and end it. Maybe if you guys like that kind of stuff, we'll talk about more of it next time.
Yeah, please leave your feedback.
Yeah, you appreciate it.
But on Instagram at Young Excellency.
Remember when we used to? Every time I used to be like, oh, follow Sean social media at Young Excellency. I used to do like the whole script,
the whole shebang.
But yeah, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.